When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Welcome to Stoma for Life, the Bowel Cancer Awareness and Life as an Ostomate radio show and podcast. Your host, Raffaella, is here to debunk myths, clear up misconceptions, and help you approach the subject that so many people are afraid to talk about in a positive manner. Listen in for a new perspective. Stoma for Life on UK Health Radio.
A big hello and welcome back to another exciting episode of Stoma for Life. Today we're discussing a topic that has hit close to home for many of us, the challenges that come with having an ostomy. How do we find the motivation to get back into shape? Do we feel the urge to hit the gym, or does the fear of complications hold us back? I've been in that very position myself. After undergoing a hernia surgery last year, I was very hesitant to get back into any form of fitness routine. Honestly, it took me far too long, and looking back, I was only postponing something that is so vital in everyone's life, doing some form of fitness. Even though I'm closer to my 60s now than to my 50s, I know how crucial it is to stay fit, especially if I aim to hit those triple digits one day. It's common knowledge that people who exercise after cancer have lower rates of cancer complications, treatment toxicity, and relapses, as well as improved survival. So now, how about you? How do you have any concerns with regards to fitness in an ostomy? How do you stay fit? Are you perhaps a runner? Have you ever tackled a half marathon or a marathon? Now, my husband discovered the joys of running during the pandemic, and let me tell you, the impact it had on him was astounding, not just physically, but mentally as well. He's even gone on to completing a few half marathons, with dreams of conquering the London Marathon still on his bucket list. My guest today was told that he would never be able to engage in any form of fitness again, only to defy those odds and not only run a marathon, but tackle three of them, all while sporting two ostomy bags. He's not just here to share his story, but to inspire us all. Diagnosed with cancer in 2019, undergoing total pelvic extenoration and emerging with two ostomy bags, he's worked tirelessly to reclaim his life and inspire others along the way. Having just recently completed his third London Marathon successfully, I welcome Andy Wakefield to the show. Hello, Andy.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. It's wonderful to have you on the show. Thank you for joining us. And first of all, congratulations on completing your third London Marathon.
Thank you. It was good to get it done.
I'm sure it was. Now, your journey is nothing short of remarkable. Can you perhaps take us back to the time before your life changed completely?
Yeah, I've lived with Crohn's disease all my life. I was very poorly when I was younger. I was between the ages of 18 and 21, I was extremely poorly, to the point where I was given a stoma for a short period of time just to let my bowel recover. I had it for 3 years. It was reversed when I was about 22. And then I started to get a bit more confident, started to think about what I want to do with my life. And then I went to university and just started to generally get into the fitness sort of world, which I've been doing for the last 15 or so years. And then coming up, things were great. I just got married. My wife was pregnant with our child. And on the day she was born, that's when I was told about the cancer diagnosis.
Oh, wow.
So it was quite the double-edged sword there. So she'd gone into labour and I was actually in the doctor's office being told I had to have this operation. And yeah, it was quite an eventful day.
My gosh. I mean, that's a roller coaster of extremes. I mean, from total joy to total desperation, I'm sure.
It was because I remember being told, I said I had to get back because my wife was in labour, and they said, look, I had a premise of what was going on. There was an early diagnosis. I knew something was wrong, but I didn't know exactly what operation I would need. And then I was told I had the option of doing radiotherapy, but they wouldn't suggest it. They said they've caught it so early, the best thing to do would be to have the operation. I had no idea what the operation was, what was it entailed, and how it would affect my life. So when it was laid out, I was listening, but I wasn't listening. And I was basically, they said, go away, have a think. There's a few options here. But the question they asked before I left, there was a bit of emotion with my daughter being about to be born. I said, what would be the best option so I can see my daughter grow up? And my surgeon, who's one of the best in the world, said, if it was me, and the nurse said, I would have the operation. So I went and luckily we had a beautiful little girl, came out, and I didn't really want to tell my wife on that day, but it's something we had to have that discussion. And 2 months later, operation was done.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And that's where life changed.
I'm sure it did. Now, you said you'd lived in an ostomy for about 3 years when you were a young adult. Now,
yes,
obviously you had some kind of idea what would happen, but you were presented then with two ostomy bags.
Yes, I always imagined a point because of the damage that had been done to my backside and the issues I was having all throughout with leakage and the damage. I knew eventually I would have a colostomy. I knew it was an eventuality. I knew there was a high risk of cancer because of the treatments I've had, but that's here or there. Whether I don't really know if that's the case, but I was told there was a bit of slightly higher risk of having cancer. And then to get the diagnosis, I thought, okay, operation, I have the colostomy, accept it. But I was not prepared about having the full operation, having my bladder and prostate removed and having a urostomy and what that entailed as well. It was mind-blowing to even contemplate it, and it was a pretty dark time, to be honest.
I'm sure it was. Now, in what way were you prepared, perhaps by your surgeons or by counselor, GPs, I don't know, to actually prepare you for this surgery, for the mental onset on what your life would be like afterwards?
It's a difficult one, really. I've always found myself, or I imagine myself, to be a mentally strong person. I'm pretty single-minded. And I think the main premise was my daughter has just been born. And that was a switch in my head. It's not about me now. It's how I can be there for my daughter. And I just switched into, right, let's get it done. It's adjustment. I was told about the operation, what would be needed, the complications afterwards. And it was a terrific time because my little one had just come home and my wife was looking after the baby as well as our dog, and I was in hospital.
Oh, God.
So she was like six weeks old, and I'd hardly seen her for a few weeks, and all I wanted to do was get fit and get home. So I said, right, let's get the I was literally, right, let's get the operation done as quickly as possible. I want to recover and see my baby and get back to my life.
Yeah. But I suppose having that in the back of your head, that is something truly to live for and to want to recover as quickly as possible, which obviously your mindset, yes, is so important in recovery.
Completely. It's lots of people have different, it happens to different people at different times. I understand. I had this sort of goal that was there to help me. There's other people that have this operation that don't have a partner, they're younger, they're older, they feel desperate. So this helped me massively. If it wasn't the case, I don't know if I'd have coped as well. Probably not, to be honest. But I had something there that I thought was now the most important thing in my life, to work towards that goal of getting myself as fit as possible for her. I didn't want to be a dad that would be sat at home doing nothing and just watching TV all day. I wanted to get back to my life, and she was the main goal of that.
Yeah. Now, as I said in my introduction, you were told that you wouldn't be able to embark on fitness the way you did prior to your surgery. Now, tell us more about that. What were you actually doing beforehand? And
yeah, so I didn't have a lot of time to prep for the operation, but I've always kept myself fit. And I've always had a strong core. And I know the logistics of the operation is huge. And everyone's aware it's got a stoma. You're told hernias, hernias, hernias. Don't lift anything heavier than a glass of wine or a tin of beans. And that just wasn't the case for me. And I'm not saying I'm special. It's just I've spoken to people with similar things who have got a fitness background, and it is definitely an advantage. But it also doesn't mean that just because you have your brace doesn't mean that you cannot get back to a level of fitness. I think there's this fear and perception of, oh, we need to hide away. We need to not be able to go to the gym. We're so vulnerable. Let's just get on with life and try and live. I complete opposite of that. I was, so the operation I had was in September. I was back to work as a sports therapist in December.
Wow.
So it was literally about 10 weeks. I was supposed to be in hospital for 6 weeks. I was out in 11 days.
My goodness.
I was back walking within a month. And then I did my first run in December, about 10 weeks after the operation.
Oh.
And as soon as I started to heal, because the healing process is huge for all of us, whether you have one ostomy, two, or operations, it's a massive operation, no matter how you have it done. And I don't know if ever my level of fitness helped with my healing, but I did heal incredibly quickly, and the doctors were quite astounded how quickly. And when I told him I was back to work, he was just, be careful, be careful.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, listening to you, I think it's also a case of mind over matter. You made up your mind you're going to get and recover as quickly as possible. And that is just proof that our mental state and the way we perceive things and go about it is so important. I mean, you were clearly on a positive path.
Yeah, I do believe a positive. It's so, I understand it's different for everyone. And I've always been a positive person, especially working with people as well for years. But I think, again, going back to having my daughter, it was, should I feel, I did feel sorry for myself a bit. I was down. I'm not going to lie that it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. I was mentally down. I was struggling with my mental health. But I had this beautiful little girl that I wanted to spend the rest of my life with and see her grow up and not be the dad that couldn't do anything. I wanted to be the dad that could play with her, show her, be her Superman. And that was my biggest sort of goal. And I was told take things easy, but I did everything, from my knowledge as well, I did everything correctly. I didn't go too crazy for the first year. Mm-hmm. But once I recovered really well, things progressed astonishingly well for me, to the point where I'm fitter and stronger than even before the operation.
Incredible. I want to hear more about this after our commercial break. So we'll be back shortly with Andy Wakefield.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here.
The station that makes you feel good.
Now, welcome back to Stoma for Life. I'm delighted to be chatting to Andy Wakefield today, who has just recently completed his third London Marathon with two ostomy bags. Now, we've just covered actually your diagnosis and also, well, your aim in life after diagnosis, just to be there for your daughter and tackle fitness head on.
Yes.
Incredible of what you've achieved since then. I mean, it's only been, what, 5 years? Not even.
Yeah, it's 5 years this September, so it's gone very quickly. But I say my daughter's coming up to five in a couple of months' time, so it's coincided really well with her development. And I just wanted to be there for her as much as I can. And it's been my main goal. And it's, touch wood, it's going up very well at the moment.
Yeah. And I believe you've had the mental support and the support of your family, which I think is crucial in any form of diagnosis, to have those people close to you, backing you all the way.
Oh, hugely. My wife's been a rock to me, as has my family and her family as well. There has been dark times. There's been times where I've been down, but it's just, you can't go through something like this and being 100% positive. There's always barriers and challenges. And I spoke to a counsellor a couple of times when I needed to, and it's helped. It's just a part of accepting what's happened. And because I can't change what's happened to me. And I think a lot of people that have this thrust upon them without really know what's going to go on, it feels helplessness. What can I do? So I'm just trying to show what can be done. And there are positive outcomes, because my option were to have the operation or not be here for my daughter.
Exactly.
And it was an easy decision. As much as it was a hard decision, it was the simplest decision I made in my life at the time.
You know, for people that haven't gone through something like that, obviously it's difficult to comprehend. But I always say, I rather have a bag on my stomach than a tag on my toe.
Yes, that's a brilliant analogy. And I don't even think about the bags. I live the most normal, mundane life possible. And I honestly don't even think about them being there. I understand this is different for whether it's male or female, or different how you people think of you, whether your age is important. I was 40 when this happened. When I had my first bag when I was 18, there was no social media, there was no support at all. I hadn't experienced any bit of life, so it was completely different. And I understand that the younger people that have this, it's a very different journey and it's hard, but it's trying to accept that we have to live with this instead of trying to regress and not being able to cope with it. And that's why the support is hugely important.
I like what you said earlier, because you said you didn't have a choice, but you have a choice on how to approach it and to look at it. Now, you've clearly embraced it and looked at it in a positive way, just like I did, because I see it as my lifesaver.
To me, 100%.
And I think that to anybody's listening out there who might be undergoing what we've just gone through, there is light at the end of the tunnel, and the light is shining brightly, because there is, like you said, there's times you don't even think about it. It's part of your life, but it is so part of your life. Like, well, I can just describe it like brushing my teeth.
It's just part of my life now. It's just, I'm sure the same for you. It's there. It's not going away. We have to deal with it. And it's the same as like brushing your teeth, combing your hair, getting yourself dressed. It's part of your daily routine. It's part of how you live. Everyone I know knows about everyone in my life, every friends, they all know about my situation. They're all very supportive. And initially, I didn't want to tell many people, but I thought that was the wrong way. Eventually, no, let's get a social media account up. Let's start posting videos. Let's start doing some advocacy work. And yeah, it's great to hear that people see it as something that they can look at and see what can be done.
Yeah. Yeah, so let's talk social media, because I mean, that's how I became aware of, first of all, your winning at the London Marathon. And it's just a wealth of information out there, because when I was presented with my diagnosis, I had 6 days. I'd never even heard of the word stoma in my life before.
No.
I went onto social media and I saw a lot of younger people living in an ostomy and thriving. And I thought, well, if they can do it, I can do it as well.
That's pretty good. It was astonishing when I hadn't really looked at social media till about 2 years ago and even thought about it. And then when I started getting fit again and I started looking, and there's thousands of people. I was absolutely astonished the amount of people that have got social media accounts with stomas or other issues. It's astonishing, and it's such a good community as well.
Yeah, it's really comforting. I found it extremely comforting because I think when you know there are people out there that have gone through what you're going through personally, it's just so comforting to see and see how they tackle it and how well yes. they're doing. Because obviously, you know, we also share the, like you said, you've had down times as well, which is,
yes.
I mean, you actually need those times again. It's like a heavy rain or thunderstorm, because, you know, there is a rainbow every time,
yes.
and there's the sun will always shine after a rainstorm, and you need that. You have to work through that.
I think it helps me sometimes have a bit of a bad time, because it makes me readjust and reevaluate things. Mm. Not everything is rosy. I've been lucky in a lot of aspects with my bags. I don't have any issues with putting them on. I don't have any problems with leakage. Whereas other people, my skin's well looked after. Where I see the people online that go through absolute nightmares, and you try and reach out to them, but it's everyone's so different, and it's just trying to find that balance.
Yeah. I often get asked, you know, how do you cope with skin irritations and things like that? I don't have any of that. I'm also very
visible. No. I've been very lucky, 5 years and nothing. My urostomy bag, it's never leaked. I've changed my colostomy bags. I've tried a couple ones. I've got one that's very comfortable, and especially for running. Mm-hmm. The amount of sweat when I'm running, it's there's been times where it's come. I mean, the training this time's been a bit of a pain, because I had some bags that wouldn't stay on for longer runs. And the most annoying thing is where you're on a long run and then suddenly you have a bowel movement and you can't. Oh, got to stop, change.
Yeah.
But my wonderful stoma nurse and has been brilliant, and she got me onto using an actual drainable bag
mm-hmm.
when I'm running, because they use for ileostomies because. And it's worked wonders. In okay. fact, I used it on the London Marathon, and I used one bag, didn't have to change at all.
Wow. Incredible. You know, that's like you said, it's trial and error. And also
100%.
And be open for it, because I think a lot of people, they think, okay, this is it. I've got to use this bag forever and I'm stuck with it. No, there are so many options. And I always say we are fortunate in today's time to actually have such a wide variety of people that actually support us in, or that deliver the bags. So
it was when I was younger, when I had the ileostomy, there wasn't this availability. The products were not like this.
I mean, you've seen it progress in such a positive way.
Massively.
Yeah.
It's so completely different.
Yeah. So a huge shout out on all the healthcare providers out there, because we are only this good because of having good bags. Because let's face it, we need those bags. They are really very important.
They are wonderful now. They're all superb.
Yeah. I want to delve more into the London Marathon and you preparing for it. Because like I said, my husband, he runs half marathons, and he really... Yes. He had a bit of a health issue not so long ago, so he wasn't able to run for a while. And
okay.
I could really feel it, because I said to him, you know, it's time for you to go back running. I can feel it's not good for you to not run. It's better than any therapy. It's mental, his mental health.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. So take us through to how you actually prepare for a marathon of that scale.
Well, I've always, since I've recovered, I've always run twice a week, not long distances. I was due to do my first London Marathon in 2020, April, and COVID happened.
Yeah.
So it was delayed, and I did it. My first one was virtual in 21, mm-hmm. and I'll be honest, I didn't train very well. I'll just put that one. I did it on the day, got through it, but then I did it last year, and then this year as well. And it's all about getting the body ready. I had part of the operation, I've got an imbalance in my hip due to part of the one of the bones at the lower part of my back being removed due to the operation. And so I have an instability. So I'm lucky I work for an osteopath. So I work in the industry. I was given, and I've got a really good coach online as well, which is vital if you're getting back into fitness. And I did it properly. I followed a really good plan. It was 3 runs a week and gradually incremental increases. And it's just trying to avoid injury, which I'm sure your husband's aware. I don't think there's any runners that get to marathon day without having some sort of issue, whether it's half, 10K. There's always issues, and it's just managing them as well if you can. It was the hardest part for us is because it's how we digest food, because you need to fuel yourself. And last year was a bit of a nightmare in regards to fueling. So I'm not good with the gels or anything like that. I've tried all sorts of variations, but again, it was trial and error. I find some good supplements that help for me. And my main concern was fueling myself properly, not getting injured, and not having to constantly change my bag on the run. And luckily enough, I got through the 16 weeks of training. I only missed 1 week, that's having a tooth out, but apart from that, I did my 3 or 4 runs a week. I got up to about 18 miles, my longest run before. And on the day, the weather was perfect and it went really well.
Yeah, excellent. No, I think for anybody out there listening, I think it's just so motivating to hear this, because running a marathon in itself to me is like something that I would never dream of, because I'm not on that type of fitness level, and I'm just not a runner. But to then run it in an ostomy is just it's just incredible. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. It was highlighted last year with Adele Roberts, who ran with an ostomy. I think she set the world record for, she did an astonishing time. And someone in the public eye that was so open about it has helped massively as well for awareness.
Yeah. I find more and more people are talking about it. Like you said, people that are actually in the limelight, to take the stigma out of it, because I still find a lot of people don't want to talk about it or are ashamed to talk about it. I mean, you said yourself you didn't want to actually share your story in the beginning, which is totally understandable, because I also... I first had to heal before I could actually share my story.
It is scary. I put my social media up and I put a picture of me in my bags, and then I instantly closed the account down a few days later because I was terrified. I had friends who I hadn't told started following me. I was like, oh, they know. And I was like, no, put it back up and start doing some content.
Wow.
And it's mainly positive. Everyone knows now. My whole family, my friends know, and all my clients know. So there's no point hiding it.
And I think it takes out the mystery, being open about it. It really, to start the conversation and speak about it openly is just so... it's important. And like I said, there are so many well-known people out there now that all of a sudden you see them, oh, they also have a bag. So I think through that, the awareness is being pinpointed on this specific topic, because there are so many aspects of it that, you know, we on a daily level, we don't struggle with it. But I mean, just talking about public toilets or there. Maybe that will sort of bring the focus on changing things. I don't know.
I really hope it does. I've had a couple, and I'm sure we all have. Using a disability loo and having come out and someone says, oh, you don't look disabled. It happens so often. And first of all, angry. Now I just use it as like an anecdote to embarrass them or just be like smart and clever.
Yeah.
And it's just... It's quite humorous. Oh, you don't look disabled. Okay, thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you for the compliment, because I make it my aim not to look disabled, even though I get classified as being disabled.
I did it. It was in the National History Museum. I was in a disability loo. There was a lady. I went in. She said, you don't look disabled. So I just lifted up my shirt and she was like, walked away. So I showed her my 2 bags and she was like, ugh. And it's just like, why not?
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Let's get the ignorance and let's get the stigma away, and let's talk about what's happening, because there's lots of people like us that have this. Why should we have to hide?
Exactly. Why do we have to hide? And to make a disability or a disabled toilet also more accessible for us? Because that would be my next point, is you, all you need is to have a hook somewhere to actually put a hook in. I was at a very big furniture store. Now, I'm not calling out names, but you can all perhaps gather. It's a Scandinavian furniture store. And I had to use their disability toilet, and there was not one hook in there. And I mean, they sell those things in that store.
I know the one you mean, and I've experienced that myself. Yes.
Yeah. So it's just with little things like that, our life can be made so much easier.
Yeah. I mean, there's more and more toilets that have in the, not all disabilities are invisible sort of sign, which is great, but it's not enough. There still needs to be more done.
Yeah.
And you're never going to change some people's perceptions, because if you're seen as coming out of disability toilet and you're not in a wheelchair with a Zimmer frame or something, you're going to have people that think you shouldn't be in there.
I know.
We need to change that perception, whether we will or not. I mean,
yeah,
it's education, isn't it?
Exactly. And I mean, that's what we're here for. And that's what you also clearly do with your Instagram account. Perhaps you can just give us the name of your Instagram account if people would like to follow you. And
yes, I'm not very good with it. It's two bags along for my journey. So it's two, then _bags_along_for_my_journey.
Journey. Okay.
I know it's a bit of a, I was trying to think of like a name that would fit, but yeah, that was the one I was given. But it's two bags along for my journey. Each word has an underscore between, and I've had quite a bit of traction, and I'm going to start doing more and more stuff now. I've finished with the marathon running for a while, and I'm going to try and get some more gym based and rehab based stuff, because that's what I do as work as well. And my boss who I work with wants to actually do a lot of filming and related to people with ostomies or gastric issues or anyone who's got a weakness there, because it's not just ostomies, there's other things as well.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try and put as much content on as possible.
Brilliant. Because to me, really, that is my biggest concern, if I'm doing the exercises correctly in with my colostomy. If I'm doing it correctly, I do wear a support belt, because like I said, I've had a hernia already. But it'll be brilliant if you post videos that people
can. Yeah, I did some about a year ago, quite a few, but the marathon and running's taken over my life in the last few months. So I'm gonna do some more content. And in regards to support belts, absolute must. Lifesavers for us. And that every single one, I've tried multiples, they're all fantastic.
Yeah.
Whatever works best for you. If you're happy with one, keep it. But they're fantastic bits of kit now.
Yeah. On that note, we're going to have a short commercial break, and I'll be speaking to Andy Wakefield very shortly again.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to Stoma for Life. I'm delighted to be chatting to Andy Wakefield, and we've just touched on the subject on fitness in an ostomy. And perhaps you can share with us what your aims are for the future and how you want to motivate people and raise awareness.
Well, my aims are to just keep pushing myself as much as I can in a safe and a safe way, really, because I don't want to put across, oh, look at me, look what I'm doing, as a boastful. That's not what I want to do. I want to motivate. I don't want to come across as boastful. And it's, there's going to see people that are in a very different situation that might see that way. And that's really not what I or other people that do fitness want to do. I'm going to put a lot of posts up in regards to rehab, about stoma, how it affects myself and what I do. But also I've got other events. I'm doing a 50K obstacle run in October, which will be my longest run to date, which is about a 10-hour race. I'm hopefully going to do New York Marathon next year.
Oh, brilliant.
And try and, I just want to like, there's some, and also I just, anyone that's not sure, just go on to the Facebook groups and Instagram. There are dozens, hundreds of people with similar stories to mine who have told they couldn't get into fitness and they can. There's some amazingly strong-willed people and athletes that are always helpful and some brilliant influencers as well. I just want to be able to show it's not the end of the world. It's a very hard thing to accept, and you'll be told, oh, don't do this and don't do that. Don't believe everything you're told. There's always a way around it if you do it safely. It took me 3 years to get back to a level of fitness. It won't happen overnight. You need to take it nice and easy, but it's not rocket science as well. Get yourself a good coach who understands. Get someone you can talk to. I'm always here to chat online. There's dozens of people that would do the same thing. Mm. And just try to bring a bit of positivity in. And I post a lot of events on my Instagram. You can see me doing obstacle races, lifting really heavy weights again, and just trying to show what can be done.
Yeah, that is truly inspiring, because like I said, I've been hesitant. I've not been as good as what I'm supposed to be, but this truly, just speaking to you about it, motivates me again, and I'm sure it'll motivate all our listeners as well. And I invite them to follow your Instagram account and stay on track. And I mean, New York Marathon, wow. It's, would you ever have thought you would be able to do something like that? Would you have done
without
an ostomy? Would you ever have?
probably not. It was always a dream to do a marathon, and I never did it beforehand, but maybe it was the switch in my head, like, what can I do after the operation? And I signed up to London marathon like 6 months after operation.
Wow.
And it was like, right, I was gonna, unfortunately COVID happened, but I did do it. And there are, I mean, what is it, 1 in 300, 400 people have an ostomy in the UK, around that sort of so if there was 50,000 marathon runners, that's a lot.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be 200-300 people doing it, and I'm not sure how many have done it with two bags, but there's lots of people I've seen have done it, and you can do it. It's just preparing your body in the right way.
Yeah. No, it's you know, it's people like you that make recovery for other people so much easier, because they see what can be done, and it's so important. And I commend you on what you do. Please carry on doing it. It is so important, because obviously the support from family and friends, a lot of people have that, but if you see other people going through it, and sometimes the support is good, but it's also helpful to have somebody or look up to somebody that's gone through the same thing.
Yeah, I'm always here to chat if people need to and advice. I might not reply straight away because we all have busy lives, but I always will get back to you. You can always message me on Instagram. And yeah, there's some amazing athletes with ostomies online, which are quite, I follow quite a lot of them. And if you have a little search, you'll see some quite inspiring things.
Well, it just goes to show, you know, no aim is too high, because it can be done if you put your mind through it. And then we basically go full circle with the mental aspect on how you look at something.
100%.
Yeah.
It is the mental side is the hardest. Physically, obviously, we have the abnormality and the changes what will happen to our body, how we perceive ourselves. But you've got to get that mental side first. It's mental health now is such a huge area, especially not just for men or witness, for everyone involved. There's so many things going on. We're in a world where it's quite unforgiving now, especially with social media. So it's nice to have, you get your mental health, and positivity will help. And there's so many people there to help you. You just got to reach out and ask.
Yeah. Now we've always come almost come to the end of the show, and we've touched on so many valuable things. I don't know if there's anything else you would like to share with our listeners for them going forward.
Yeah, I think we've talked about quite a lot of things, but I think my main area that's helped me have my little girl was it gave me a positivity and a will to carry on. You're going to go through dark times, but just remember, it's like you said, it's better to have a bag than something on your toe where you're not here anymore. It's just please be positive. There's people here to help you. We're always here. There's so many support groups and wonderful shows like this that can help you. There's amazing people. Just try and speak to someone if you're worried. Try and get some advice. And there's a huge community out there to help, and we're always happy to talk to people.
Yeah. Like we said now, if you hadn't come into an ostomy, who knows if you would have run the marathon. It bears new opportunities, and change doesn't always have to be negative. Yes, it's time to adjust, but through something like that, new avenues will present themselves to you.
Yes, complete. I didn't run much before my operation. It was something I did afterwards, and I don't think I would have done it. It's something I thought about, but this has given me, spurned me on to achieve these things, and it's what keeps me going, really.
Yeah. And like we said, it depends on how you look at something, because I often get told, oh, but you don't look as if you are living in an ostomy. Oh, yeah, yeah. Great. I mean, I don't want to look as if I'm living in an ostomy, and I don't want this to define me either. It's actually, see it as a huge compliment if they do say that to me. And
yes,
it actually just goes to show that your life can be just as good even with one or two bags.
My life's better now. Yeah. I'm not just saying that because I'm chatting to you. It is. I had so many issues beforehand with issues with my backside because of the issues of the damage. I've got a better standard of life. I do everything I did before and to a higher level.
No.
And with a better outlook on life and more motivation.
Wow. Excellent. I'm so delighted you came to share our story, your story on Stoma for Life. I'm truly honored, and I wish you all the best going forward, Andy, and can't wait to hear about the New York Marathon perhaps next year.
Yeah, I'm trying to get that sorted out, so hopefully I'll find out. If it won't be next year, it'll be the year after, but it's something I'm going to do.
No pressure, but just sending it out there and wanting to do it. And I mean, you've done so much already. Thank you so much, Andy. I wish you all the best going forward, and thank you so much for being our guest today.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Bye for now.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.